Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, an author, podcaster, and at present, the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the Commentaries series on The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day number 20, and we will be covering the section on the virtues of Our Lady found in part 2 of the virtues of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 10 of them are listed. But before we begin and dive into this treasure chest that is the glories of Mary, let us ask a prayer, the intercession of Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, you have given us Mary to be our mother. She is a shining example to us as fellow pilgrims on the journey to the kingdom of heaven. Because she was assumed body and soul into heaven, she has already arrived at her eternal destiny, body and soul. We look to her as an example, and we find her presence in the Gospels, and we see the virtues that she exudes and how they invite us to imitate her in living those virtues. Help us to realize the vices that we have and to turn to Mary, the Mother of God, to pray for us that we might grow in virtuous living. We rely on her prayers today and every day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in the seminary and I was in moral theology class, our professor had us write some columns, and she submitted some of those columns to the Chicago Catholic newspaper, the ones that she thought were worthy of publication. Just so happens that one of my articles that I submitted for that class was chosen, submitted, and ended up being published in the Chicago New World, as it was called at the time. What I reflected on as the assignment was to reflect on the theological virtues. We know them as faith, hope, and charity. Many times, as we pray the rosary, we will often introduce the three Hail Marys at the very beginning for an increase in the virtues of faith, hope, and charity, or faith, hope, and love, charity also being known as love. And what I did then in that little article that I submitted that ended up getting published in the Chicago Catholic newspaper was I reflected on faith, hope, and love and how Our Lady exemplified those virtues. Faith, hope, and love are called theological virtues. They are given to us by God. They are infused into our soul. Every person has the ability of faith, hope, and love in virtue of being a baptized child of God. Theological virtues means that they are given to us by God. We know this line, faith, hope, and love. It comes to us from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He says that faith, hope, and love, and of these three, love remains. And what he means by that is that faith, if we have faith here on earth, well then at the end of our life, what we believe in, well, we will perceive it. We will see the Lord Jesus face to face. The object of our faith will be realized. Our hope while on this earthly pilgrimage, our hope is for eternal life, that one day we will enter the kingdom of heaven. We have hope for our salvation. So once we arrive at the gates of heaven and stand before the Lord God as our judge, well then hope will be fulfilled. Faith, hope, and love, and of these three, love remains. Well, our entire eternity is going to be spent loving God. We will love God for innumerable days, eternity. There is no quantifiable day. It's just always. And so in heaven, we'll always be caught up in the love of God. And that's what remains. Life with God is a life of love. We can look to Mary then as an example of faith, hope, and love, for example. Faith, hope, and love. Well, faith. As a chosen daughter of Israel, she had faith that God would send the promised Messiah and Redeemer, the one that she learned about in the temple, as she heard the scriptures, as the Torah was read, as the Old Testament and the prophecies were read. She had faith that what these prophets spoke of would be fulfilled. That faith for her was fulfilled when the angel Gabriel comes to her and announces that she is with child, that she had found favor with God. But that faith of Mary remained with her all throughout her life, that faith in who Jesus is as the Son of God. Look at the wedding feast at Cana. Mary's faith there. Her faith actually led others to faith. She had faith that her son Jesus would address the issue that had befallen this wedding couple. She goes to her son, makes him aware. He does something about it. She ushers in the hour that had not yet come, but now at that very moment had arrived. She had faith at the foot of the cross. She didn't waver. During COVID-19, there was a film that was released on one of the streaming platforms. I think it was Discovery Plus. It was called Resurrection. Roma Downey produced it. I had the chance to interview Roma Downey for my podcast and speak to her about the film Resurrection. She said a very beautiful line that Mary stood at the foot of the cross so that Jesus could look down into the eyes of love. That pious thought that she offered in that conversation is something I think about every Good Friday, and I think about every Palm Sunday, and every time I look at the crucifix or see that station of the cross. But this movie, Resurrection, one of the very powerful scenes, Jesus has died on the cross, he's in the tomb. And Mary says to one of the apostles, "Can you not just wait 3 days? He said he would rise in 3 days." Now, we don't know that she said this literally. This is beyond the scriptures. But what I do know is that film captures Mary's faith. That as she spent her life with Jesus, she maintained what it was that he said. She held on to his words and believed. Person of faith. Mary, truly a great example of that. Mary's hope St. Alphonsus Liguori, he really refers to hope as confidence. Mary had confidence in God and in her son. Mary's hope. Well, our sacramental life. And what I mean by sacramental is not the sacraments, the seven, but a sacramental. The rosary, well, that gives us hope for everlasting life. The promises associated with it, received by Blessed Ellen de la Roche. The scapular and the promise associated with it, that whoever wears it will not suffer the fires of eternal hell. Our sacramentals provide us hope of salvation associated with Our Lady. Love. Mary's whole life was spent loving Jesus, remaining in his love. Her eternity now is one of love of God and love for all of us, that she in heaven intercedes and advocates and mediates grace to us. That's love. Mary exercises that virtue of love. There are lots of different virtues that we could address here that St. Alphonsus Liguori makes reference to in the Glories of Mary. The 10 that he lists are of the humility of Mary, of Mary's charity towards God, that's her love of God, of Mary's charity towards her neighbor, her love for Elizabeth, that she goes in haste to care for her cousin, that she loves that couple, that she brings their needs to the Lord. So she has charity towards her neighbor. We are her neighbor. She extends charity to us. And then he addresses of Mary's faith, Mary's hope, Mary's chastity, Mary's poverty, Mary's obedience, Mary's patience, and Mary's prayer. All of these being virtues. Mary's chastity. All Christians are called to a chaste manner of living. Some people kind of are often taken aback by this. But a married person is chaste in their relationships with their wife. They're chaste as in they're not seeking a relationship with anyone else. That they respect the dignity of their spouse. With the scapular, it says that one who wears it will wear it and respect their state of vocation in their life, that they will live according to that vocation, that they will remain in the grace of their vocation. Mary's chastity. She's perpetually virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ. Joseph is a protector of Mary's virginity. Joseph is a virgin because of Mary's virginity. You know, Alphonsus Liguori in this section has a beautiful prayer to Mary for purity. And it ends with the words, Mary, help us. If you struggle with chastity or purity, ask Mary's help. So often we give those three Hail Marys as clergy, as priests, in the confessional. Just recently, a priest gave me three Hail Marys when I made my confession. He told me to pray for faith, hope, and charity. Sometimes I'll tell a penitent, pray three Hail Marys for chastity in mind, in body, and in your heart and soul. So heart, soul, together. Three Hail Marys. Asking Mary to help us if we struggle with chastity, purity. Mary's poverty, that she lived a simple life. So often in life we are pursuing perishable things. I know I do. But for Mary, her poverty lies in the fact that she desires nothing but God himself. We can look to Mary's poverty to inspire us. Sometimes, you know, to choose poverty, a virtue. Desire nothing but God, okay? Asking God to form our desires. Sometimes, as a spirit of sacrifice and discipline, I might want to go through the drive-thru and get a coffee. I have the means to do so. I would enjoy it. I would delight in it. But sometimes I deny myself that. I don't need that. It's kind of the poverty decision. Not carelessly spending money and saying, Lord, you fulfill me. I'm not pursuing perishable things. I drink one cup of coffee, it goes through me, it's done. I delight in it for a few moments. To choose poverty. Mary's obedience. May it be done to me according to your will. She is the handmaid of the Lord. She's an obedient servant of Almighty God. We know that Irenaeus, he says that Mary's obedience undoes the knot of Eve's disobedience. Mary is an example of obedience. Disobedience means we rebel against God. We rebel against his laws and his ways. Mary stands there as an example saying, embrace God and his laws and his ways. Mary hears the word of God and she obeys it in her life. This is why she is blessed. We call Mary blessed among women. She's blessed because of her obedience. Patience. In my book, A Heart Like Mary's, I began it with Mary and her heart being patient. With all of Israel, she waited for the coming of the promised one, the Messiah. As a daughter of Israel, she waited patiently for God to fulfill his promises. We can think of Mary's patience, maybe at the end of her life. Jesus ascended into heaven, her patience in waiting to be reunited with him in the kingdom. Mary's patience with us. Patient with us sinners. Patient with us who don't necessarily listen to her words that she has spoken in these apparitions. She's a patient mother. Mary's prayer. You know, I struggled. I thought to myself, why is Alphonsus Liguori including prayer as a virtue? But really, the grace of persevering in prayer, of spending time with God, of carving out that time, kind of makes sense. Prayer as a virtue. That as I pray, I can attain these other virtues. I can pray for them. So she was a perfect disciple and model of prayer. As a church, we repeat Mary's prayer every evening, her prayer of the Magnificat in the Liturgy of the Hours. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. We repeat her words as our prayer. We make her prayer ours. Her fiat, let it be done to me according to your word. That's us repeating it now. God, let it be done to me. This is us imitating Our Lady in her virtues, in her life. That we take her virtues and they are mirrored in our life and we strive to attain them. There is a devotion in the church to Mary's evangelical virtues, to pray for them. We can pray for virtues. The evangelical virtues are a little different than the ones that St. Alphonsus Liguori enumerates in the Glories of Mary. But they're a chaplet, and you pray that little chaplet of the virtues of Mary, asking to become pure, prudent, humble, faithful, devout, obedient, poor, patient, merciful, and sorrowful. And in this tradition, that modifying the word of the Hail Mary, we know it, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mother most pure, pray for us sinners. Mother most prudent, pray for us sinners. Mother most humble, pray for us sinners. So if you want to begin to pray for these virtues, maybe that's a way to do it. Not only to pray the Hail Marys for it, but to incorporate the virtue in the Hail Mary prayer itself. Seems notable, praiseworthy, laudable. Mary obtained all of these virtues par excellence of all the disciples of Jesus Christ. And so now, as we are disciples of the Lord, we look to those who have lived these virtues, Mary being the number one. But the servants of Mary, or the clients of Our Lady, they really give example to these virtues in their life. We see their devotedness to God, and it inspires us. Pray to attain these virtues. Look to Mary's example. Look to the examples of others so that you might attain the virtues in your life, that we cast away the vices and embrace the virtuous living, so that we might grow in our faith and hope here on earth, so that they might be fulfilled, and one day we would love God for all of eternity. This brings us to the end of day 20 in our study of the glories of Mary. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me on your journey to grow deeper in your spiritual life. Next time, we will be discussing what Marian devotion is and how to practice it. I hope you'll join me then. Until then, may God bless you and Mary pray for you.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.